producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jeff, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How you doing?
Very good. I'm good. Hanging in there.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
The reason I called you is because I'm married. Been married for 6 years. Recently, I made the mistake of having an affair. My wife found out about it, and she filed for a divorce. Now, up until that point, I thought our marriage was pretty concrete.
Why would you cheat on a concrete marriage?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I started talking to this woman that I seen at one of the gyms I go to, and I don't know. I was just really stupid.
I don't think you're going to get any argument from anybody on that, Jeff. But I think that's probably not going to be good enough. How old are you?
35.
Okay, and how old's your wife?
33.
And how long? You guys told me you've been married 6 years. Do you have children?
No, we don't.
How often were the two of you having sex?
We had a great sex life, I thought.
And so
I would say probably three times a week.
And so. You tell me your question, then I'll tell you mine. What's your question to me?
My question is, I'm still trying to repair this relationship. I don't want a divorce. She does.
When did she find out about the affair?
She found out back in October.
And so have the two of you not been living together since October?
No, she kicked me out of the house. I got my own apartment, and she hasn't talked to me since then.
Okay.
She's going through a family member to relay messages and stuff.
So how long did the affair go on?
The affair, it was only a one-time thing. I mean, I seen the woman. I was talking to the woman in the gym, and then...
I don't think the talking is what she objected to.
Yeah, exactly. I made the mistake of having an affair, okay? And
well, I don't think it's an affair. I think you had sex with somebody. I think you committed adultery.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm saying that wrong. I did. I committed adultery, okay? And
how did she find out about it?
She found out because this girl had my phone number, and she sent me a text message, and my wife intercepted the message. And then, you know, I'm not a good liar, so it came out. And, you know, I came clean with it, and it was devastating. And
all right, so your question to me is what?
How can I repair this? How can I get...
I don't know. I mean, let me tell you the place to start, and I'm certainly not making you any guarantees or promises or even necessarily trying to make you sort of feel optimistic about it, but I think your sort of notion of, well, it just happened is deadly. Whenever I think the wounded party in an affair has a right to demand, and you don't hear me use that word very often, demand, because it creates its own problems, but demand three things. Number one, why did it happen? And obviously saying it just happened isn't going to work, because if it could just happen once, it could just happen again. And it makes it sound like it was something over which you were powerless, and if you're powerless once, you're going to be powerless again. So I think you're going to have to do some really deep, nasty work about why this happened. You're telling me that it was a relatively new marriage, that you had a great sex life, that you thought it was a solid marriage, and yet you found yourself willing to have sex with another woman, which you knew was adultery. You knew, and it's not like your wife said, I don't want to have sex with you. It's not like the two of you were not speaking and sort of on the edge of divorce, neither of which are excuses for adultery, but at least they're understandable, if not forgivable. But to say we had a great marriage, we're having great sex, and I just decided to have sex with another person, not going to cut it. You're going to have to find out in your own head, in your own heart, why you did this. Because that's the place to start, as uncomfortable as that is with her, to say, this is why I did this, this is how I can assure not only you, but myself, that it will never happen again, and this is what's in it for you, should it happen again. Because without that, it's an act of faith on her part, and she's not willing to offer that to you at this moment, because the act of faith, as far as she was concerned, was believing that you adhere to your marriage vows. So she ain't going to do it. I'm not telling you that if you come up with that those three things, that she's going to say, okay, Jeff, you can have another chance. But I'm saying without it, you got no shot. And not only do you not have a shot, but even if she's somehow in a moment of sentimentality or weakness or loneliness or whatever said, let's try it again, it's the 800-pound gorilla, and you can't get beyond it. So you have to figure that out. And it's not going to be a whole lot of fun, Jeff, because you're not going to like what you come up with. It's going to make you feel crummy about yourself. But better you feel crummy about yourself and take that to her and make an apology than she feels crummy about you, and there's no sort of getting out of that mess. And I think what you need to do is say to her, I will do whatever it takes. And I will, you know, I made the biggest mistake of my life. This is why I did it. Hopefully you weren't drinking, but I think even if you were drinking, no one ever does anything when they were drinking that they don't wish they could do when they're sober. That alcohol is kind of the solvent of the superego, but it doesn't create. It just sort of loosens boundaries. So I think you're going to have to do that. And I'm warning you up front, it's going to feel really lousy, but it's really important. And it's really important because even if she doesn't take you back, which she may not, you'll at least know where that chink in your armor is and how to protect yourself about it in the future, because you don't want this to ever happen again, I'm sure. It feels too horrible. But so you're going to have to do the work, and it's not a whole lot of fun, I guarantee you. And you can start with paper and pencil, you can try a therapist, you can do whatever you need to do, but you got to figure that out. And then you're going to have to offer it to her as kind of a look, this doesn't excuse it, this just explains it, so I can explain to you why it will never happen again, and while I will do anything that you want for me to do to make it right for you, I'll, you know, over any length of time.
Okay,
but don't misjudge how lousy that search is going to be, because it's not going to feel very good at all. But it's really important for both of you. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your advice.
You're welcome, Jeff.
I just love telling somebody, okay, this is, if you think you feel lousy now, just wait. You're going to feel even worse. And the problem about adultery is there's several problems about adultery. Although one of the interesting things about the tour in Times Square yesterday was that David at one point said, you know, it's been said that you could stand here on this corner and watch all of the Ten Commandments being broken at any particular time. So, because that was the old Times Square when it was, you know, porn scene.
Right.
But the whole thing about adultery is that, first of all, it's that you gave your word. And if your word doesn't mean anything, then who are you? Second of all, that it's the world's easiest thing in the world to be as a lover. It just doesn't really require hardly anything, and I know what it requires, but not much, as opposed to being a spouse or a committed partner, which requires a lot. It requires a day-to-dayness. It requires dealing with somebody when they're not all fancy and smancy and all turned on. I mean, it's a much more difficult, complicated kind of issue. And the third thing is the basic issue of sex, which is it's meant to be urgent and thoughtless. If you think about it, that it's not only human beings, but that, you know, that species require sexual congress, with few exceptions, to be able to survive. And so there's an urgency about it that tends to override the kind of long-term conscience, or, you know, sort of being your best self. So how do you deal with it? I mean, how, if in fact you're thinking about marrying somebody, you think of yourself as a sentient, moral, kind, dependable human being. I mean, how do you deal with the possibility of, wow, you know, that sex is easy, it tends to be kind of urgent. You know, how do I deal with that? And I think the answer is that you think about it ahead of time, so that you're sure that that what you're doing is, you know, you thought about it. In the same way that astronauts train for zero gravity, that you train for temptation. Because I think it's the only way to really be prepared for it. By definition, it's going to be, especially if you're a moral human being, it's going to come as a surprise. It's going to come as out of nowhere. It's going to be something that feels really important, really urgent, that's going to overwhelm that part of you that says, do I really want to do this? I mean, so be prepared for it and understand it. And I think that's why the marriage vows say rich or poor, sickness and health, abandon all others. I mean, I think it's a serious kind of, you better think about this, baby cakes. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569, 855-99-3-7569.
877-573-7569. Shelly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I have a 17-year-old daughter who's currently a senior in high school. Okay. And she received her first quarter report card and got all A's and B's.
Great.
And besides that, she is doing SAT preparation as well as making up a math class that she had failed. So she has a lot on her plate. She approached me this weekend and said, I think I deserve a reward for the grades that she's received.
Okay.
I really don't know what is appropriate.
I have a solution here. First of all, I'm not crazy about rewarding kids for grades. I mean, they're working. They get the reward. They get the good grade. They get into a better college. But I'd ask her what she wants.
Yeah, she's the type that is very indecisive. And
that's okay.
I don't know.
But Shelly, that's fine. That's perfect. I mean, you don't have to do anything.
Okay, so leave it up to her.
Yes. Well, and don't agree to it up front. I mean, you don't necessarily want to have Brad Pitt as an overnight guest.
Right.
But I think saying, listen, that sounds like a reasonable idea to me. What would you like?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let her figure
it
out.
All right. Should I give her a time limitation?
No. No, honey. Listen. You and I are both a little ambivalent about giving a kid good grade. I mean, she's done great. That's terrific. But in some ways, the good grade is its own reward. In some ways, that she's learned that stuff. And
right.
But I think if you want to commend her, I think that's fine. And she's saying, okay, I want something because I worked really hard. And I think, okay, so what do you want? And
right.
So if she says, I don't know, let's say, well, fine. You know, I'll wait till you figure it out. And why would you put I mean, this is something that both of us feel, I'm not sure about this. So let her take it. Maybe she'll take forever. Maybe she'll take 5 years. Maybe on her wedding day, she'll say, remember, Mom, when I got, you know, when I did really well in my senior year and you said, give me reward. I mean, yeah, no, that's fine. It's perfect.
Right, so just let it ride
it out.
And for her to come back to me and tell me.
Well, no, I'd go back and tell her that that's what
right.
the deal is, because otherwise it just seems like a little passive-aggressive on your part.
Okay.
But I would certainly go to her and say, you know, I was thinking about it, and I think you have done a great job. Tell me what you'd like. For a bunch of reasons, first of all, because you'll know a lot more about her once you know what she wants as a reward. And second of all, I mean, you know, let her come up with it. This is not your job. This is her. You know, she's saying, okay, I want something. I say, okay, what is it?
Okay. All right. I will do so today.
Terrific. Good for
all right.
you.
Thank
all right.
You.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, look, folks, when it benefits us, then we can sort of negotiate time. But when it benefits somebody else, let them come up with it and let them come up with the time frame. And if they don't, that's okay, too, that we're still being we're being appropriately supportive and enthusiastic and don't have to do anything. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that. 855-99-37569. Rosemary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, Dr. Joy. I want to wish you a belated happy birthday, and you're quite welcome, and I certainly enjoy your programs. In fact, I gave up the soaps to start listening to you when it was broadcasted down here in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
I know, isn't it? I mean, this is real soap opera with real people, and nobody gets older, and the questions are much more interesting. I agree with you. Thank you.
Right. Now, I have a little something here. Okay, it's called a chocolate mousse, a dreamy delight without the guilt. It says, you deserve this treat, a healthier version of a decadent dessert favorite. And the cake that your friend gave you must have been delicious. But I made this recipe last week, and I said, oh, my goodness, I want to share this with Dr. Joy.
Well, it's
shall
great.
I read the recipe? Okay.
Yeah, how long is the recipe?
I can read it, I think, in 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll post it or something like that. All right, go ahead. Give me the recipe.
3 cups fat-free milk.
Okay.
1 large box, and in parentheses, 2.1 ounces of sugar-free instant chocolate pudding. And then
okay.
the last ingredient, 3 cups of fat-free whipped topping, in parentheses, 8-ounce container.
Okay.
All right, and optional, additional fat-free whipped topping after you finish. Now, in a medium bowl, mix milk with pudding mix and stir constantly with a wire whisk for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Refrigerate for 5 minutes. Add whipped topping and mix well. pour into a serving bowl or individual parfait glasses, garnish with additional whipped topping if desired. Now, the nutrition facts. Make 6 cups, 8 servings. Each serving is 3/4 of a cup. Carbohydrate servings, 1. And it has exchanges. Now, this is reprinted. This was in our newspaper. Reprinted with permission. The source, Quick and Healthy Recipes and Ideas, the 3rd edition, Brenda J. Ponchatera. I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly. Ponchatera, Quick and Healthy Net, published by Small Steps Press. Okay, well.
Well, wait a minute. How does it taste?
Oh, to me it tastes very good. I liked it.
All right. Well, it's worth a try.
Right. I mean, oh, I'm sure it won't be good as the original one. But anyway, you might want to try.
All right. How many calories per serving?
Okay, calories 104, saturated fat 0, sodium 279 milligrams, dietary fiber 1 gram, protein 3 grams, total fat no grams, cholesterol 2 milligrams, total carbohydrates 20 grams, sugars 8 grams.
Well, so basically it's got a fair amount of salt in it, but not many calories.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, ma'am. Well, I don't know. You're talking about some of my favorite stuff. You're talking about whipped cream and dark chocolate. But maybe it's worth a try. It's certainly worth a try.
This is that fat-free whipped topping. So that's
I know.
Uh-huh,
cool
right.
whip.
Fuel calories,
I know. All right, darling. Listen, thank you very much for your concern for my sweet tooth and my fat hips.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for all you do for the public.
Well, my pleasure. All right, so basically what you do is, 3 cups of low-fat milk and chocolate pudding, fat-free chocolate pudding, and Cool Whip.
Yep. That sounds like about what she said, yeah.
A lot of salt. But I don't know. It's hard for me to think about messing with chocolate. But, maybe worth a try.
Yeah, you never know. I'm always looking for...
Right, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal.
Healthier.
You go and try it.
Sure.
And then let me know, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you bring it in and we'll all try it tomorrow.
There you go.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, look. What do we have to lose there?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And it sounds like it might be good for kids too. I mean, it does. It's hard for me to think about giving up whipped cream and chocolate, but it may be worth a try. I mean, look, if it's good, I went with a friend last night. He loves chocolate milkshakes, so I went and I chocolate milkshakes are great, except. I mean, that's a gazillion calories. So I had a chocolate egg cream, and his had about 750 calories, and mine had about 70. So, but that's real chocolate. It has, chocolate egg creams have no eggs and no cream in it. It's just chocolate and seltzer, but not bad for about 70 calories. All right, welcome to the Diet Hour, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Please feel free to do so, 855-993-7569. And in addition to post-birthday wishes and drop birthday cakes, there's actually very good news in the world today. The outbreak in Nigeria of Ebola is officially over. They've gone 42 days since the latest new case was isolated.
That is fantastic news.
I mean, that is fantastic. In fact, there's a picture of a bunch of kids in Stop Ebola, Maintain Personal Hygiene t-shirts and hats, which is, I mean, that really is, I mean, it just, it feels good on so many different levels. Senegal received the same designation after following up on contacts from a case imported from Guinea yesterday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that the close contacts of the first case diagnosed in the United States had completed their 21-day isolation period and were uninfected. We reported that on Friday. So that was all good. A nurse in Spain and a Norwegian worker for Doctors Without Borders have both recovered from their infections. Recovered, okay? So they had it and recovered. They're saying that Nigeria's success at stopping the outbreak was due to a rapid response by health authorities, as well as a healthy dose of good luck. A patient who exposed many people to the virus, but infected few. And the World Health Organization statement details the outbreak began. This is what is really scary. Listen to this. The outbreak began when a Liberian man infected with the virus flew to Lagos for a meeting. He was visibly ill before boarding the plane, vomited on the flight, and collapsed on arrival.
Oh,
now,
wow.
It would seem to me that one of the things that you might not do is let somebody who's visibly ill on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, in the first place, right? Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Whether it's flu or whatever, yeah.
I mean, yeah, because you know it's a closed, air, you know, a closed breathing system,
right.
So everybody's
going
to get everything. And collapse on arrived, died a few days later, and infected several of the people who met him at the airport, as well as 9 healthcare workers. One of the close contacts escaped the epidemiological monitors. This is scary. Who were tracking people who had been exposed? This is the scary part. He secretly flew to Port Harcourt, the capital of River State in Nigeria, and was treated by a private doctor in a hotel room. He survived, flew back to Lagos. But the doctor became infected. The doctor continued working after developing symptoms and did not tell anyone he had contact with an Ebola patient, even after he was admitted to a hospital. He was diagnosed with Ebola 5 days after his death. His behavior, a doctor's behavior, exposed at least 200 people to the virus, 60 of whom who considered high risk or very high risk exposures. Just a few of those became infected, however, his wife and his sister, who both recovered, and one other patient at the hospital where he was treated, who died. So I mean,
yeah.
There's a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, and the person who's exposed in New York was also a doctor.
A doctor.
And a 33-year-old goes to Liberia, comes home, and meets with his fiance, rides the subways, goes to a bowling alley. Wouldn't you think a doctor, and this was like last week, this wasn't like, you know, 3 months ago when nobody knew exactly what was going on. So you'd think that, wouldn't you sort of think, you know, maybe I should just be a little cautious here, you know, and maybe for the first, you know, week or two, maybe. I mean, something.
Yeah, I sure would. Yeah.
And I know doctors tend to sort of think of themselves as, you know, just sort of, you know, magic and, you know, invulnerable and whatever. And there's now a 5-year-old who returned from West Africa and was transported to Bellevue on Sunday with possible Ebola. But again, the symptoms for Ebola are the same for everything. I mean, basically, what is it? Low fever, cough,
yeah.
Headache, you know, aches, yeah. Could be anything.
Yep, sore throat, I think, yeah.
Yeah, they took him in a HazTAC unit wearing personal protective equipment. While a fever was initially reported, he didn't actually have his fever, apparently. Developed a fever. But nobody knows it. And one of the things that they're talking about, apparently, was the doctor, the goofy doctor we refer to him as in the future, got a transfusion from an aid worker who was infected with the disease and recovered. Because that's essentially how you get the antibodies, right? Somebody's got it. That's,
sure.
That's what the vaccine's
okay.
Based on. So he received the donated blood. She was treated in August. At Emory Hospital in Georgia, August. Were we even hearing about Ebola in the United States in August?
Were we really? Yeah, that
I don't
seems
think
odd
we
to me.
Were. I think the first case they're saying in the United States was in Dallas.
Yeah,
about what 3 weeks ago, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
This,
interesting.
Yeah, it's a Christian organization. Yeah, Nancy Rabel, and they're now saying that the New Jersey nurse in New Jersey has been
released from quarantine.
Yeah, released. Yeah.
Well, that's good news as well.
Yeah.
You know. So.
And here's one of the interesting stories that come out of this, and there's going to be more of this. A Maine nurse who criticized her treatment as the first person to be quarantined under New Jersey's mandatory 21-day Ebola quarantine tested negative on Saturday and was being monitored in isolation in Newark. She said she remained symptom-free for the last 24 hours. They'll probably keep her a little longer. As a result of being evaluated and treating clinicians, the patient's being discharged, so I guess they let her go today. After consulting with her, she's requested transport to Maine, and that transport will be arranged by a private carrier, not via mass transit or commercial aircraft. Thank you. She will remain subject to New Jersey's mandatory quarantine order while in New Jersey. She charged under the mandatory quarantine that she was treated like a criminal. Mayor de Blasio called her returning hero and said she was treated with this, returning hero and said she was treated with disrespect. So I guess she's a hero who was treated disrespectfully. She had access to a computer, cell phone, magazines, and newspapers and allowed to have takeout food. I don't know. Folks, look, come on. I mean, we're talking about the possibility of a worldwide pandemic and you're saying you're not being treated well? I don't know. What do you want to do? Go to a Broadway show? I don't know.
That just seems pretty selfish, a little silly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, folks, look, at some point, especially, I mean, these are doctors and nurses, presumably people who are some awareness. Come on, folks. I mean, think about yourself as saving the world. Is a little inconvenience too much to ask? Perhaps. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. A long-time listener. Love the show.
Thank you.
I was just listening to the conversation, and I actually heard the reason that the doctor gave, the one that's in New York City that's now tested positive for Ebola. And it was explained that the healthcare professionals, the doctors, know enough about the disease to know that until they are experiencing a fever or temperature, they are not contagious. And he actually wasn't experiencing any fever or temperature until, I don't know, I guess it was a few days after his back, maybe a week. But as soon as he found out, he contacted the health department, and that's when they immediately came out and quarantined him. And
yeah, I had heard the same thing, but it seems a little unclear. The question was, it's amazing how much we don't know. I mean, because my first question is, so 80% of people die. What about the 20% who have Ebola, who survive? Why? What makes them different than the 80% that die, number one? Number two, there is some, remember, they used to say that herpes was not contagious either until you got the sore, essentially. And they're now saying that there's a prodrome, so that you're contagious before. I'd heard both. I'd heard exactly as you heard, is that you're not contagious until you have the fever, and basically in order to have it transmitted to another person, you have to be dealing with body fluids.
Right.
But the point is, what if you got, I mean, if you're not taking your fever every 15 minutes, I mean, when do you take your fever? When you feel really lousy, right? I mean, you're not going to take it every minute. So let's say, just hypothetically, because I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
and
can I just interject?
Sure, please? Absolutely. Interject away.
I actually heard the explanation. However, if it were me and I was coming from that part of the world, I would definitely err on the side of caution, and I wouldn't.
I would stay
inside. So.
Well, that's sort of what I'm saying. Because look, let's say that I'm not feeling very well, and I take my temperature. Let's say in an hour. What if I went to the grocery store that hour before I took it? All right. And let's say I had a fever, and the question is, how much of a fever? Do you need a tenth of a spike, a tenth of a degree? Do you need a degree? So I agree with you. I think that what you're saying is absolutely true as far as I understand it. I think there's so many imponderables, and if you're somebody who's knowledgeable, I mean, what's happened is everybody that's been in contact with him, they're now having to quarantine. I mean, I just think that exactly as you say, that when there's so many, it's so deadly and so many imponderables that maybe you're a little more cautious. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I think your point's well taken. So you and I, we're not going to Liberia anytime soon, are we?
It won't be anytime soon, Dr.
And if we do, we're going to tell everybody about it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And unless we feel perfectly, just absolutely perky, we're going to not be in bowling alleys or subways. No. Is that correct?
No, definitely self-quarantine for at least a small period of time.
All right,
Dr.
John,
Joy.
Thank you, sir. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to PowerPrepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at PowerPrepper.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm certainly feeling a lot better about my sacrifice of deciding that I was not going to worry about Ebola, because either we were going to be able to contain it better than we thought we were, or that we weren't, and neither which I was going to have any control over.
And therefore, what I was going to do is not worry and try to convince you guys not to worry and just not contribute to my retirement plan for the next 2 months. That was my formula so far.
Just enjoy that that extra money for the,
Well, you know, go shop the sales.
Great idea. I think a lot of people should do that.
Because it makes you feel like you're sort of enjoying your life.
Yep.
You know, I mean, look, in theory, a meteor could strike the Earth. So, you know, how much? Maybe we'll get to that. Well, maybe we'll do it today. Maybe we'll start that today. We'll see where we get. But you had an email, I know, and I think emails take priority over Facebook just because there's usually more of a sort of an urgency about them.
Sure. And this one kind of relates to what we were talking about last week. A listener writes in and says, Dr. Joy, I am Canadian. I live 3 hours from Ottawa and have a son there. The shooting of the reservist standing guard at the tomb of the unknown soldier was a very difficult event for our country. I listen to your podcast each evening, and I want to thank you for that very touching comments and condolences for my country. She says, I've been a nurse for many years and have deep empathy and caring for people. And she says she heard all of those traits in your voice and wish you to know how nice it was to hear the support from our U.S. neighbors, she says.
Well, thank you.
Yep, two small words with large intent. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you. It was, I'm sort of always a little bit embarrassed about things like that because, you know, I start off with them and the idea is that, okay, well, I just have something that I want to share with people. And then all of a sudden find myself, and I thought, oh my goodness, you're supposed to be a professional broadcaster. Where's that coming from? But there's just nothing to be done about it.
Yep,
so you just sort of,
I remember I was on the air doing a afternoon jock shift is what we call it in the business, but just music radio. When the Sandy Hook thing went down a few years back, I really lost composure on the air and started tearing up too,
Which, in some ways I sort of feel like I need to be a little bit more in balance in that, but you can only do what you can do.
Yeah.
But I guess my response is that when I'm seeing somebody like Walter Cronkite or somebody, remember when he took off his glasses, the famous clip with the Kennedy assassination, and blotted a tear from his eye.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people who hadn't really liked him very much before that decided that they did like him.
Right.
But, in some ways, I guess I prefer that, although it's certainly not an excuse, and I try really hard not to do things like that.
Sure.
Is that I sort of prefer that than people giving terrible news with that kind of perky, and today,
exactly.
14 people, that drives me a little nuts. Like, are you so disconnected from what you're really talking about that you think that this is really okay? Because it's not. It just is not really okay at all. But, thank you. And, again, I am a little apologetic for not being quite as sort of grown up and professional as was my intent. But clearly, I got actually an email from one of my program directors saying that he had heard it as well. And it actually, I think, was not heard in Canada at real time because they had preempted me. So he had heard it and said that my tears brought his tears, which was really sweet.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy.
I got to tell you, I had goosebumps here sitting on the other side of the mic as we were going over that.
It's a tough time. It's still, it's amazing because, I think part of what we do as human beings, which is, I guess, part of the reason why I think therapy is just such a good invention, is that, I'm every once in a while surprised at myself about how emotional the issues of September 11th still remain for me. And, I mean, look, I function perfectly fine, and I really don't have nightmares about it or anything of that sort. It's just that talking about it and bringing back, and not so much the scary part, but the gentle part about it, of people being really kind and the things, the memories that I have. And I said when I went to the museum, they had, I think they still have it, which is you can do a videotape. And I did two. I did one about sort of being down there and and the air being, you know, being chewable and no lights and no electricity and things of that sort. But then I did a second one and just kind of sobbed through that one. And then I thought, you know what, I'm probably the only person who's going to leave one that it's talking about happy. Because there were so many acts of kindness and so many sort of charming things and loving things that went on. And I really wanted to share that as well, because it's one of the things that really touches me. Both, and I'm in a great position to watch it on a daily basis, but also that human beings, when the chips are really down, that people are extraordinarily kind to one another and reach out to one another and are just wonderfully supportive and know, you know, they stop worrying about saying the right thing or doing the right thing, and they just become their most elemental, loving, terrific self. And maybe not everybody every time, but a lot. And, I mean, it's one of the reasons that living in this city is really such a pleasure. And then on a day-to-day basis, we can aggravate the daylights out of each other. But when the chips are really down, that everybody pulls together, and whether it's been riots or September 11th or any sort of, you know, and because there have been a surprisingly large number of really scary things going on, and how much we really do count on each other, and how much that being able to count on each other matters and touches us. I mean, it really is an extraordinary kind of thing that happens. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it really is the best of human behavior, and reminds you of, you know, that human beings can really be terrifically wonderful. I mean, it really is a great kind of thing. So there. So that's all I have to add about that. Thank you for saying that. Again, it's, as I said to Sean, it wasn't my finest hour, but then it's not sort of how I like to think about myself. But, thank you all for being supportive and kind. And, you know, we do get through it. As I said, one of the things that is, remarkable, I think, I was at somebody's Passover Seder, the spring after September 11th, and one of the things I've never forgotten is somebody saying that this is a celebration of essentially terrorism that happened nearly 6,000 years ago, and that there had always been people who wished large groups of other people to perish from the earth, but that somehow kindness and goodness and has always survived, and that we should kind of remind ourselves of that as opposed to giving up. Like they say, you know, that evil can triumph when good people do nothing. And I think that good people, sort of at least getting together and giving each other a hug, is part of the antidote to that. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.